Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
VorPal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorPalNetwork.com.
The sealed ones.
Okay.
Hence why I described what's inside the cells.
Well, the solid lines kind of confuse us when you say they're bars.
I'm power attacking 5.
Okay.
Remember, his AC is insane.
Oh, yeah.
It's an iron golem.
Don't
power attack. Just
well, the good news is Jessica healed me. I'm not going to do any damage to this guy, but I got healed.
Plus 4 to hit from buffs.
13 plus 18.
I cannot damage him.
It's 31.
Does 30 hit?
Yes.
Alright, 2 hits, 1 natural, 1.
Awesome.
You have 3 bendies, honey.
5 plus 8.
On the receiving end, the attack deals damage to you.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, I wasn't power dragging.
I cannot do damage to him. The max damage I could get with my longsword is 14.
What does fire damage do?
You do fire damage?
No.
His dagger does.
I do.
You don't know yet.
Have you done fire damage to it?
I'm going to if it's possible.
Did you hit him?
He hasn't gone yet.
With my Morning Star, I could hurt him if I roll max damage.
I can do 1. 2.
Okay, that's...
If I do max.
Because 8 plus 6 is 14, plus 2 is 16, plus 1 from
27?
Yeah.
Yes.
One,
yes.
One attack.
I only get plus 2 because it's
Bard Song.
Okay, so,
yes.
So if I do max damage, that's plus
3 and 4. So 7
exactly.
Points of damage.
Because of
nice.
The, because of the bonuses. Otherwise, I do 15.
Steven.
Hurt him.
Drop this weapon and go.
Alec.
Okay. If I'm going to drop anything, it'll be the longsword.
What is the other one?
Rage. I'm going to use it as electricity.
I can't hear you.
It's a
longsword just does damage.
So
this is electricity.
Now.
Okay.
So the morning sword.
I am going to power attack for 5.
Okay.
Blue.
What's blue?
Blue.
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 Right. I love you, Blue.
Eat him. I don't like you. As much as you.
Come on, Blue. That's fully justified, Evie. Okay. What's he rolling? What's he rolling?
He had decent.
Mega high. I rolled 3 natural 20s. You die.
You rolled
16.
Evie.
You did power attack with 5, though.
31.
Hit.
Yeah, but with plus 4, so he really just minused himself. That's not that much.
I don't think that'll hit.
I don't see why I don't do that.
There's a 20.
No.
8.
Nope.
It's 30.
Yeah, I'm not aware. I was.
Is it AC 30?
It was worth asking as a vain, vain
Did
hope.
You add all the bonuses?
Yes. I power attacked for 5,
Lord
so...
Song, haste, prayer, bless.
Yep, it's plus 4 to hit.
2 damage. Net of a minus 1 because of my power attack.
All your damage.
I have one more attack. I might roll a natural 20. No.
Okay.
You just want me to subtract the 15 from this?
Sure.
Although his touch AC is not very high.
His touch AC is funny.
Oh, fail. Because almost
7?
It's 8.
Because almost everything comes from natural armor.
How did I touch attack that hurts it?
Grapple? Pin?
I don't want to try.
Actually, you can try.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It works against it.
Yeah, magic works against it good.
Except to overcome the magic resistance of, like,
that's
what?
Not magic.
8 after its DR.
Of immunity?
It's 8. Immune to magic?
Awesome.
One more than me.
Alright, Alec did that. The Iron Golem goes next.
Remember, he's slowed.
I know. As a freak.
Did I get to go at all?
Tyler on a 15. Iron Golem on a 7.
Oh, okay. It was the other golems over 0. They aren't here anymore.
Yeah. Wrong encounter.
It's not like anyone besides.
Alright, in this 10-foot cube, he breathes gas. You guys get to give me 4-2 checks. It is a poison. It is not enchantment based. You are not in that cube, Amanda. You don't roll.
Sweet.
I got 25.
Okay.
Yay for being off to the side.
Does it persist?
Okay, you're fine this round. Okay, that was his free action. He will now take his standard action. The 33 hit you, Alec.
Even if he slowed?
Yeah. Slow
doesn't matter if it's a hit.
Because you should be
it subtracts 1. Like, yeah. Hey, could I have my dice bag, babe?
Really, what slow does is not full round attack.
It's not really that slow.
Okay. I was going to be like, you could just sit there and be like...
It's more like this.
21.
Ow.
Oh, rather than...
Ooh, that's 20.
Yeah. It doesn't get to do the full 19. Combat.
Ooh, you have DR2?
Tyler.
Yeah, because I took the
Super Resilient 2 Constructor. Where he goes...
Thanks for reminding me.
He's here?
Yeah.
Gust of wind! Gust of wind!
Kill
prisoner! Kill
prisoner!
Gojire! That's it.
Ha! Oh, damn it!
I rolled a 1.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Seeing if it has the opposite effect.
Magic attack that deals fire.
It's okay. When I get down and look
roll
at
damage.
It.
Oh, actually.
Yeah, roll to hit.
Hit.
Okay,
because
46.
He's got really crappy AC.
Perfect.
Well, I was. See, Tyler's a noob. Hey, being stupid helps. Maybe a healer. Don't you have to, like, clay elementals or something?
Clay elementals actually dry out.
Clay golems or something. 10, 18.
So heal 6.
Sweet. I just heal him.
Oh. 12.
13.
13. 4 hit points.
Awesome.
You should do that and make him explode. Because they explode.
I don't have enough magic to do that. And another 12.
Okay, so that's another 4 hit points. And he is no longer slowed.
Son of a bitch! Saphiria again!
Bad!
Right.
Bad Saphiria!
I didn't know! How am I supposed to know?
Can I hop down? You're a caster!
No. I don't so, deal here, with golem thingies!
But you're supposed to know about your casting
like that.
Stuff!
I do now! Fire bad!
So we watch as his armor is slightly falling off and he goes,
yeah, reach that way.
He's are large. You tumbling? I'm asking. I'm not going to show if he has reach or not.
I guess he's large, so I'll go ahead and tumble.
I need me tumble. 15. I'll put it at 17 because you are running downstairs.
You also have your movement now.
I didn't go very far. And I was double moving. It's 14 plus 3, 17.
How are you?
There you go.
Okay. That was 13, 10. Jessica.
Oh, no. Is haste a mind affecting ability?
Yes.
No? No? So no. You still have your hasted action, because there's no move either.
Oh.
Haste isn't mind affecting.
I am affected by haste, yes.
Haste is physical affecting.
What the hell is that?
It's big. And he looks like an asshole.
Golems. Mm-hmm. Nice.
You can also buff golems.
There's no SR on haste in most buffs.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Really sucks when the mage buffs the golem and then, like, invisibility.
Dude. Although, giving it a calm bonus really don't do much.
No, it doesn't do anything.
Bear's endurance!
Right, well, I do not have any spells to help in this situation.
It strength, dex. It actually might have a touch AC of 10!
I suppose I'll hold and wait for someone to fall over.
I drop my longsword and...
Hand in half. Okay.
Stone skin wouldn't do too much to it, though. See anything. It's the same.
No, it would absorb hit points.
It's the same DR type. They don't stack.
I know, but it absorbs
hit points. There's 31 hit.
Yes.
It'd use
I'm not DR even rolling physical damage. Two electrical.
But only 10 of it. You is slowed again.
I don't know what you're talking about.
My physical damage can't... Yeah.
Amanda.
You good?
Let's see, what else do I got? How long does that cloud thingy persist?
Oh, thank you. You two make fortitude saves.
Don't wait for you on his turn?
Oh, yes. Wait till his turn. Never mind.
I make one hit, but I'm going to Benny a roll. It's over here.
Oh, I thought you were stealing Ryan's Benny. That would have been funny. I'll take this Benny.
12 plus 18 is exactly
30.
Sweet.
Two hits. Please hurt it hard.
16,
16 so that's 1. And
then 8, plus 11, 19, so 4.
So 5 total. So it's up to 11 again.
Oh. What are the prisoners doing?
Screaming.
Alex! The lightning does
Seven.
No.
Are we adding all the bonuses?
Yes.
Ooh, I
had a haste.
Tink. Tink.
I'm assuming kidnapping and whatnot is illegal, right?
Usually, yeah. Just a little. All right, it's turn. Now you guys make your fortune.
Totally arrest this guy.
If he's still alive.
36.
I'm just saying, we're deputies, so we can totally arrest this guy.
Stop using that title!
Bless, or prayer adds one.
I can totally arrest this guy. You can go run off and pretend it's not happening.
Is that your
I will!
You want a Benny.
I will black it out of my mind! Right.
Just one. Let's see what it does.
Might be interesting.
Yeah. I actually gained D6 strength.
You lose 4 strength, or 4 con.
Hell, that counteracts my bull strength, my bear's endurance.
And then the gas disappears.
Yeah, I can move now.
Okay.
Why me again?
Okay.
Yeah, why?
It's like,
Well, you actually did damage this round, so...
21 to you.
It's very consistent so far.
Sorry, this is round 2. Tyler! Another scorching ray?
Pulls, I'll try this. Glitter dust. Make a will save.
Does it have SR?
No.
It's an area effect.
Are you sure?
No. I'd like to see.
Yes.
I looked it up earlier. And I looked at my spells.
No.
The only other thing I could use is magic missile.
It's in the
DM. 22.
It is?
Oh. The rule he's looking for.
It doesn't matter. Under mid save.
Aww. SR only applies for when the spell directly is at you.
Glitter dust. Spell resistance. No.
Yeah.
can no longer hide.
Sparkle. It's now a sparkle golem.
Hey, I walk up and cast invisibility.
I feel like
just
I'm
cause.
In Twilight.
Ryan.
He likes to sparkle from side to side.
By the way, you probably prefer not to use fire.
Obviously.
Would you like to sneak attack it?
No.
So, guys, I would love
start
to,
start trying
but...
to free the prisoners. I'd love to start... I'd love to be able to sneak attack it.
Okay, so these are open.
I love to damage
and
it.
That's open.
I know there's
uh-huh.
a spell
okay.
in the
so
menu that lets you sneak attack.
Tumble
constructs
there.
For one round.
There's it.
Give me a tumble check.
I know kind of what the golem stats are, but...
Yeah.
I don't want to know anyways.
I rolled a 17.
Okay.
Summon monster.
And I will try and...
That's a spell I'm casting, but...
Can I try to taunt it, and then when it...
It's immune to mind affecting.
Oh. I wanted it to attack me and then dodge it to it hits it.
It's mind the guilty!
Ryan, they're mindless. It's like trying to intimidate a zombie.
Well,
you're
well,
fat!
That might actually right. work, because if you look edible enough.
I'll poke it.
No, the zombie's sitting there like, and you go, Nurr! Zombie goes,
Roll, see if you roll one.
If you're attacking
you
it.
I'm not attacking
okay.
it. Just slap.
Unlock the gates!
If there's not really anything I can do, sure. I guess I'll unlock.
Okay. Give me disable device. You're 25. Jessica.
No.
You've been holding?
If you open it
no
up,
one's
they're
dead.
Gonna run past the golem and you die.
Moving? No.
Okay.
Tackle.
Off the right along. By the way, does it have reach?
Mm-hmm.
What an attack are doing a DM?
It already used it that turn, probably.
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
I hit.
You sure you hit?
For 3C, 30 something?
35. Because I cheat. No.
Then you will take 22!
So it took its attack of opportunity on her and hit me.
That's right. He punched through you. He does a line worth of punching.
Sigh.
Anything, Jessica? Hold.
I'm waiting for people to start getting really injured.
Steven.
And I'm actually going to play a cleric.
He is no longer slow.
I don't suppose you have bolt strength.
I'm going to keep hitting him with it.
Because I didn't know where we were coming down the face.
Okay. I understand. I'm just kind of
like. Then I watch. I'm like, what the hell? No.
If I could transfer, I could.
30.
Spell steal.
No. 30.
Devour magic.
Roll your
2d6 of electricity. 2.
He is slowed again. For one round.
Is it a d2 round?
It's a d3.
Okay.
My turn.
Yep.
I'm not going to be doing him any damage. I'm just supporting this one.
He's slow.
Slow.
Let me tell you, that will be important.
Yes. Keep hitting.
Well,
I have to roll an 11 with my primary attack.
Are there any what?
I have to roll 13 or above.
Barbecue.
Because I'm power attacking, because I need the extra damage.
Again.
Yeah. I know it's making it harder to hit, but...
Yeah, look at my spells. I could try to spawn magic.
Do prayer and bless stack, right?
Yes.
Okay. Alternative effect.
Otherwise, I wouldn't
shout
hit.
It.
Yes, it says specifically.
But it's kind of.
Yeah, I think one's like a divine bonus,
eight.
And the other one's a.
23 minus. Yeah, 8.
So that's weird. 8, and then.
One's
five,
a luck bonus.
7 plus 11.
Which is fun. Eight, I think it's prayer, because the domain works.
11
luck.
Total.
Oh, okay.
Well,
you've been thinking
about this.
What's your
yeah, whatever.
Strength?
It mattereth not.
Right now,
then, yeah, the
Alex.
Plus four.
Yep.
Prayer is plus 1.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's plus 4 total. That's your next one, right?
Yeah,
third verse, same as
yeah.
the
no,
first.
I'm just, no,
go, Alex, go!
So you got 4, right? And then, so your weapon makes it to a 6.
Burn them bennies!
And then. You did prayer, right, Jessica?
Mm-hmm.
7.
Okay, one hit.
And you plus 1 weapon.
Now you need an 18 on secondary attack.
That's 2 weapon. Put you up to...
Nope.
9.
Oh, hey, I have a third.
Power attacking like
no.
Alec?
No.
No
so
power attack.
I need
okay.
11.
Then your
yep. 2
damage is minus 6. Natural 20. Your dice minus 6.
So, whatever I roll, minus I'm 30.
My tertiary attack.
Okay. Whatever you roll, minus 6. Per.
I'll do 10 points of damage minimum.
If you roll like 2.
So it's 10 points plus whatever
I roll. You don't heal him for.
Yeah.
Plus 40?
Plus 10 from both of my power attacks. So plus 20 total there. And then plus 10 additional damage on my swing. Per swing.
Wait, so you have...
Is this updated?
You're using a 10 power attack?
5 power attack.
So that's a 10...
Oh, it doubles with you.
Yeah, so that's 10, 20.
Dice.
And then my strength, 14. Enchant, enhancement modifier on my swing without power...
Is it 10?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you'll have a 13. Yeah, that'll mean...
Oh, because you have 6 strength?
Plus 6 strength, so plus 9, plus 1 enhancement modifier on my sword.
So it's your dice modifier.
I'm just wondering where the hell you got those numbers. Plus 40.
Because with 5 power attack and all your stuff, just that alone is bypasses DR.
Mm-hmm. Don't roll.
Um, 22 points of damage after his.
Are you adding the prayer?
Oh, nope.
Although
so 20.
If you,
3.
Command if you did
4?
Go large.
Yes, 24.
Right?
It would be more.
It would be
4. It knows who it's hitting next!
Like minus 6.
You would do minus... No, I mean, you'd be doing more damage.
Oh, so it'd be minus 4.
You'd be minus 4.
I love my rage, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
Rage is good.
And then I can actually reach you to get
rage
it.
Is sexy.
if it was friends,
25.
It'd be even better. Okay,
23. Oh!
Jerk.
On who?
Same too. No, actually, wait. These are the people who are doing real damage, so in this square this time.
Make forward to save Amanda.
28.
23. Okay. Filthy area.
Stinky.
Tyler.
Are you going to go large?
Yes.
Does that create a magical device?
That I will wait.
It does not.
Actually, I will hold a spell.
Okay.
Of cures.
Amanda?
Oh, so you're going to be the same as me? Holding. Yep.
I cast it defensively.
You don't have to.
Yes, I do.
You're out
no,
of range.
No, it's 10 foot. I was barely out of range. I did it anyways.
Okay. What's that? Gravity hits you.
Gravity is a
force damage.
It hits you for 12d6.
Yes, I'm looking
for that. Dagon spits.
Can someone give me a d8?
By the way, my mage in Tyler's game now gets plus one caster level on all four spells.
Dagon has a 2-mile range increment
on his spit.
And it's precise accuracy.
He can spit up to 20 miles.
Someone on the land. As a wave hits them in the middle.
So you're standing, basically it's from here to Topeka. Somebody in Topeka goes...
Oh. Get the minus 20.
By the way, he takes 3 damage.
And you heal 13, 14, 22,
33,
Amanda.
Okay.
I'm above.
Then you're full health.
Then you're
right.
Do I go above?
No.
Okay.
Sadly.
My head's not going to explode.
Okay. That's only if you're on the positive energy plane.
I unlock that one.
He runs out.
Splat. I told you not to unlock those.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, he did.
When?
Jessica.
When you tried the first time.
I told you to lock him, and he's like, no, don't!
That's what he said.
Jessica.
Okay.
What happened? Did the ceiling...
The guy died.
The guy ran out.
Because he smashed it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is before, you know, took up the attack opportunity.
How am I supposed to know he was going to be an idiot?
I told you he was going to be an idiot.
He's been held prisoner for a long time. Of course he'd run.
He
OSP. How damaged are you?
43.
Wuss.
No, I can move up.
I'm sorry, I'm jealous seeing the dragon get healed.
Does it have combat reflexes?
Let's see, plus it's a dex modifier and get 0.
Minimum 1.
But it has a minimum of dex 13 plus to be able to get combat reflexes. So, it can't.
Unless it's a monk.
It's a monk on.
The real blow.
Can you imagine a monk?
Abundant step.
You're 18.
Thank you, Jessica.
It's programmed very well.
Yoshimitsu.
Top of the round, it's now been four rounds.
Ooh. Do we have to make another fortitude save?
On its turn. Come on, thank you.
I hit once. For four.
Okay, well, he'll take four. And he is reslowed for...
Are you just ignoring...
Two.
The you pretty much do ignore the regular damage.
I can't.
Okay.
I literally cannot.
Amanda, your turn.
Amanda.
So basically, all I'm doing is slow.
All right, Amanda.
Slow.
You're nickeling diamond.
Slow.
Hit with any of them. You have a plus 18 on your first attack.
Yeah, yep. So I got a 29.
None of those are going to hit. Yep, you're right. Okay. Alec.
My contribution to this is keeping him from hurting
you. You know
them.
What? I will tumble to the other side of him.
Oh. So we have a...
Do you want to tumble this way? Like that?
Yes.
5, 10, 20, 5. That will, I think, even be a double move for you.
Yep. Yes. Well, okay. I'll do it anyway. The flank tumble. The flank bonus will be worth it.
What does flank give me?
You will flank with Steven.
Okay.
Because...
Well, actually, you know what? To hint to the me... That's... No, I want to flank... well, you know what?
No, flank with the other tank.
No.
Still be flanking with
I want to flank with you, too. Because you're keeping it slow.
If you stand...
Yeah, right on it, right?
Stand where Tyler put you.
Yes, I was going to. Yeah, I'm fine. And I'll take my single hasted swing. Power attack 5.
Large is fun.
It's too
small. I don't get flanked, though. I don't get flanked.
Yeah, you do. You get
flanked. The Tieflings are actually flanking you.
So, Steve.
They get flanked spells, so plus 2 to healing.
I got a magic
of damage
missile
to
the sword.
Him. You just punch her.
The Tieflings have turned! We're screwed.
Are you surprised?
The heels are gone.
Okay. Not only the heels gone, but now that tank's down, and we're facing a goal.
See you, bye.
The heels just DC'd.
No, the heels just switched sides.
Hey, that faction transfer just finally went... That faction transfer finally went through.
Hey, Ryan.
25.
I'm looking forward to Spirit Link.
Ryan, at you.
Yes?
Took 25.
Oh, I did?
I'm looking forward
actually
to Spirit
23.
But for Steve Tyler. Yes. You were holding for Amanda.
Yeah, he healed.
Well, you didn't take any damage. And his attack opportunity hasn't happened yet, right?
No, it has not.
Well,
now this means I have to get a 9 on my primary attack.
Yes, this is why I'm doing that. I need you to hit.
And all, if you need,
out,
all you need me to do is swing.
Through the pillar.
I heal myself 6.
Okay.
Were you down?
So I was like, I'm bored. Yes.
Ryan? Punched me.
Oh.
Okay, you hold, Jessica. It will hit me if I try to go over Alec.
Uh-oh.
Who else was injured?
Alec. I haven't been hit yet this fight. I'm impressed.
You're not doing enough damage to warrant attention.
I'm going
to
say, Alec went over there.
Oh, I mean, I'm at full health. I'm not at 0.
I'm like, whoa!
I'm at 0.
Oh, that was quick.
Flank bonus.
It is delicious.
So we both get flank bonus?
Yes. Because of how large, so when the object itself is large sized, you get bonus.
Okay.
It's cool.
I got a new pair of cloth bracers on Chitami for my DPS spec. It made me happy.
Okay.
They were a universal
over
upgrade.
Okay, I like it's there.
No, it's there.
Top of the round. It is now round 5.
That way, if someone really takes damage, I can give to them.
I had to go farm leather.
Oh, we didn't make it.
Oh, yeah, make your fortitude. Both of you.
I'm out of the...
It was
on his turn. I just forgot about it.
Okay.
15.
Ooh. Okay, nice.
30.
Amanda, you lose 1 con.
I do 9 points of electricity.
Unprecedented.
What does
did my flank help?
Con do?
What's your con at?
It's
at
21.
Oh, this.
20.
I rolled 16 and
nothing.
18.
Nothing. It's only when you get
when those are the odd.
When you go even the odds,
Steven.
Okay. So,
Okay.
Amanda.
Amanda. Change.
Yeah.
The other attacks were like a 6 and a 9.
Basically, you add 2.
No. Dispair. So delicious.
It's dispair. That's what flank does. It adds 2 to hit. So basically you have plus 6 to hit.
Plus 20.
Like dispair
so delicious.
And
attack.
Dispel.
Okay.
Dispel it really hurts.
Last attack.
Yeah. So I can power attack 5.
You could if you wanted
so
to. Because then you would need a 30, so you'd need a 15 to hit.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That one hits. That one's a natural one.
So.
But, I have two bennies. I might as well use one. I'm sorry. And.
Miss. Yeah.
So one hit.
And that's plus.
You need a 15, remember? With the power type.
I know, but. That is the 9 1 plus 4.
Oh, so yeah, you need even higher. You need like a 25.
Okay, so. One hit with power type. So. I negate
you add
the
five.
Minus 5.
No, power attack for...
Oh, so I add 5.
For my tertiary attack now, I only need to roll a 19 or a 20. Thanks to the flank bonus.
You're large.
Oh, yeah.
Not a 21 on a d20.
I must say, doesn't... No. She adds 10.
So he takes 17 with...
No, he take 27.
Oh, okay. I added 5 to...
Okay, okay, never mind.
My mind.
Okay.
So he takes 17?
I wasn't aware you had already subtracted out the...
Yeah.
The R.
Makes it easier.
I did that earlier while it was someone else's turn.
Alec.
Okay, miss. Miss.
Amanda, you've taken 100 miss. Points of damage.
Crap!
Hit.
I've got 11 hit points left.
Nice.
So 5 plus what you roll?
8. 13.
Golems suck.
Yes, Steven. Yes, they do.
Now, the thing about golems is, do they have a lot of hit points plus
yes.
stuff?
Yes.
And they're immune to magic.
Mostly.
In the ass.
I don't like constructs.
Well, now, not constructs, it's golems.
Yeah, if you have an adamantium weapon,
they are,
they're a piece of cake.
Yes, like Ari pulled out his adamantium greatsword. Butter!
Well, what was his strength?
21.
When I raged at that point, it's 34.
Exactly.
Tyler.
Getting tired?
Just bored.
Oh. This fight, I think, is lasting a little longer than
I hit myself another 6!
When I get a natural 9. 1, I'll let it happen.
Jessica?
I guess I try and find which one is the guy.
This door is locked.
Can he see in it?
No.
It has a little slidey thing that you can indeed look inside.
Who's in there?
Looking inside, southeast. Southeast is an 8-year-old boy.
An 80-year-old
boy? 8-year-old boy!
I'm sorry, I heard 80-year-old boy. I was like,
that. You find Benjamin Button.
What are you in here for?
He doesn't say anything to you.
Okay.
The boy has an eye patch. They keep switching sides.
No one's... I can heal the golem.
Whose turn is it now?
Jessica's.
Well, because I'm curious, I'll test it out.
Tumbling.
Will they attack me through the pillar?
Mm-hmm. Technically, you can.
I touch it.
You gonna grapple?
No.
Oh.
That spell is, doesn't it?
It has spell immunity.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
If it allows a spell resistance check, it...
How were you able to cast spells on it?
I
healed it.
A fire spell which healed it.
A fire spell healed it.
Fire-based things are allowed.
I checked and they gave the example of if someone fireballed it.
Okay, so I did nothing?
Yep.
I wasted a spell?
Yep.
Okay.
Top of the round. Round 6. Special ability goes off. Every square around these shoots a burning hand.
Hey, that's no hit for me.
Just one.
That means he gets it
one
twice.
One hit. You three, go ahead and give me a reflex.
He heals, Steven.
I make my reflex. I know that's what these things suck.
Reflex?
It's a DC 16.
I made it.
I'm fine.
Rolled 18.
Do you have an evasion?
No. Not a rogue.
Yes, I do, and I can use it.
I don't have any special...
Well, I'm glad you can use it.
Because I'm naked. I'm walking around naked with braces of armor.
I'm glad I gave it.
You take 5.
Ah.
4.
8.
5.
I'm not going to heal you yet.
So he heals a net of 6 hit points. And he's no longer slowed. Steven, slow him. I thought it was cool when I first designed this.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
And my haste.
It's gonna take us like 30 minutes.
6 points of electricity.
Woo!
I just unhealed him.
Your encounter.
You know what?
Amanda.
I'm gonna electricity him. I don't care.
And
roll your breath weapon.
Half the party.
He gets his reflex.
No, it actually misses everybody.
Oh, yeah, well.
And then goes into here.
Actually, Ryan released that guy.
Yes.
Oh.
It'll kill this guy, though.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, you're starving anyway.
Okay. What's the DC?
3d8, but... Or it's
DC.
Like,
he's a casualty 15. Of war.
It's 15.
Okay, he'll take half.
So, 3d8 when I'm large, does it get any bigger?
No.
No.
Okay.
No!
I'm sorry.
Dispel.
Everyone say so no delicious. Really loudly.
No!
17.
16. Sorry. It's 8. And
16
he's slow. Electricity. Well, no, he's slowed for D3 rounds. Let's find out if it's
it doesn't one. Stack.
Oh.
Okay,
my turn.
Was that one round?
Did you roll for how many rounds mine was?
That's a standard action.
No, that's a standard action. Go ahead and beat it to death.
One
hit.
Yes.
36.
I'm gonna steal another.
Alex, it may be dead before you get a swing at it.
Andre, you want another ice cream?
It's the minor.
Sure.
Which one?
Three.
The chocolate one. Three? Never mind.
They're both chocolate.
The non-crumbly one. The one-pointer.
Are you getting ice cream again, Steven?
Huh?
Are you getting ice cream again?
Yes.
Can you give me one of the Oreo ones? Those were tasty.
19 points of damage.
Hey, yeah, it does. Okay.
I keep dropping it.
Okay.
Just to let you know, every sixth round, it shoots out Jeff the Fire.
All right, so everyone stay away from the poles.
And don't be large. Okay.
But I only took 5 damage.
Yeah, but it does it every time.
Oh.
Hey, Ryan, we're out of combat, you can...
That's how I felt.
We're in the corners.
Okay,
yeah, I suppose I'll check
find
on that one.
A dragon!
All right. Inside here is an 8-year-old boy who says nothing. This one's empty. Inside this one is an elderly gentleman, slightly rotund, reading a book, has a chair, glasses, seems to be enjoying himself. That one's empty.
Can they hear us?
Rotund guy, what are you in here for?
I'm taking a holiday.
So you can get out on your own?
Business?
Taking a holiday in a dungeon?
Oh, it's been fantastic. I haven't been annoyed for 10 years.
Oh, you.
I look at the guys in the cells. Do I see anyone who fits the description we got of the guildmaster?
Not really. Most of these guys are younger guys.
Wasn't it supposed to be this guy?
Hmm.
10 years? Sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
Tana, follow me. I give you a big stick. Bend bars. Free starving people.
Uga chaka.
Okay.
Be a good alignment. I walk away.
It's a DC 28 to bend iron.
Wow.
No.
That's how do they get the people in there?
Teleportation.
That's quite a spell to waste them.
Dimension door.
Or break them and then fix them on the other side.
How do you break them, though? DC...
Throw them inside. Break their bones. And heal them.
Break the people.
Ooh. Which one? Oh, never mind.
So leverage won't lower the DC at all? Mm-hmm. Or?
It gives you +2.
Okay.
If I roll a natural 20.
It's up to you if you really want to do it.
I could also attack.
Oh!
I know. I can break all their bones and get them out. And we can
I assume you're the young spunks that the guild sent.
Well, from what I heard, it was that you sent us, but okay.
Would you be the...
You know, the young Rass was looking to get out of here, so I gave her a reason.
Interesting.
Oh,
so you kind of didn't expect us to...
Oh, no, I expected. I've been in here 10 years. Oh, goodness, I could use a change of scenery.
You ready to go?
I'm the guild master.
Sense motive.
Go for it.
The D100.
24?
Seems fairly honest.
Oh yeah, totally gonna get that.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm not gonna bother rolling.
I got 33. Because this seems kind of odd. Why is the Guildmaster of Thieves goes, we can have all this cool stuff, and tell people, just bug off, take a holiday in a jail cell.
I got a 30.
I thought it was weird, too. I still think it's weird.
I think it's weird, but I'm just kind of like, eh.
I'm like,
oh. Eh. Well, he seems fairly honest. Could you open the door for me, please?
Hold on a second. Let me see a PHP real quick.
I don't have one.
You're going to see if open lock or...
No.
Open
lock. nothing to do with that.
You're going to spell defeats on DC 30.
I cast detect evil.
He's not evil.
Okay.
You have that spell?
Uh-huh. It's on the ranger's list. I don't know why.
I'll just go ahead and take 20.
No. Stop. In the name of the law.
Stop! In the name of the
law! I can technically show you that now.
Do you prefer Andre and I's rendition of what should be said?
Yes!
Well, if we want to, you know, we send you guys back to go get the police while we...
No!
I don't.
We're not allowed to get the guard!
You aren't.
Amen!
You're not. I'm a deputy.
That wasn't really... I didn't
that's right, so are you!
No, I'm not!
Stop.
Just because I'm associated with you bastards.
Hey, you were there. You got the badge.
I burned
you
it.
Are
I
a burned it. You... Hey!
Meld it and stuff it on the market.
I keep my badge laying to wear. Makes me feel sexy.
Stop yelling.
No. That's real thing.
I pull an inventory list out from somewhere and begin double-checking what I've,
they shorted you one rope. You're not sure if they did it intentionally. 10 feet of hemp rope.
It's the silk rope I'm actually worried about.
The stuff that's actually useful.
Yes. Hemp rope is plenty useful.
It's just 10 pounds.
What hemp rope was good for? Alright, well, we need to climb up this wall. I'm gonna go buy some hemp rope. Don't need it anymore! I'll just come up the wall, leave it alone. It's not worth carrying.
Isn't it like 5 silver or something?
1 gold. Weighs 10 pounds.
Silk rope's like what? 20 gold?
10 gold. Weighs 1 pound.
Yet silk rope is so much more useful.
Mm-hmm. It's cheap rope, that's what it is.
As I said, hemp rope is the... Well, we need a rope for one-time use. We need... Because they sell them in 50-foot sections.
Mm-hmm.
We need 3 feet, 3 sections of 10-foot rope. Hemp rope.
Unless you are a really rich adventurer, at which point you're just like, silk rope, I don't want to have to carry 10 pounds.
I mean, I carry a little bit of hemp rope with me anyway, just in case if I find somebody, oh, hog tie. I don't want to waste a manacle on them, you kidding me? Though we still haven't quite answered the question of how we're getting off this island, because...
What?
Our bag of holding is full.
What I know.
Are you going to cast pleasure floor?
Yep.
Wait.
The casting time is only d4 times 10 minutes.
Yep, that's why I said stop.
Okay, so roll d4.
What are you casting?
Legend lore.
You need a d4.
Roll a d8 and divide by 2.
I've got d4s on hand. Why 2?
So 20 minutes later?
Meh.
If you've been in there for 10 years, I don't think it really matters.
Okay.
Wait, what did you just cast?
A spell that tells me about this dude.
Okay.
I'm not really sure if he's the guildmaster or not, so I'm not going to go after the guildmaster. I'm going to go after the dude at hand.
Do you get Analyze Dwelmer as a
I think eventually. It's a 6-level spell.
So go ahead and give me 450 gold.
For the focus and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Incense worth 250, and then 4 strips of ivory that you can use over again.
I already bought the ivory. Because I got the spell.
You pull out a couple sticks of incense and be going like...
Set some incense and kind of goes...
If I had a vague description of the guy...
It'd take D10 days.
No, 2D6 weeks.
Oh, detailed is D10 days.
Uh-huh. For you
I was going to say, if I was chaotic, I'd sort of bend with the incense.
For the details. For the detailed...
Hey, Tom, just mind your home?
Yeah, detailed description.
All right, so for the past 10 years, you see a series of eating, sleeping, pooping, reading, drawing,
I want to know who we were before that.
Yeah, slightly less. His hair gets more and more colorful as you go back in time. You will see him basically talk. It will pop him out. You'll see him dealing several times with Thieves Guild members, ordering them around. He's got his little office in the Civic District. His office is literally right next to a senator's. The senator doesn't ask any questions. You see him working with all the Thieves Guild members. Mm-hmm. You see him talking with some of the priests. The big thing is just before he left, you see that, you know, his lieutenants tried to assassinate him about 5 or 6 times, and then he finally just decides to go on vacation. And so he walks over here. You see him talking with the noble. He reaches over, grabs the noble's wife's boob. He gets sent down here.
He's been here for 10 years. Actually, the noble's wife probably was like, hey, I like that.
The husband was pissed.
After all, he doesn't sleep around.
So I guess, yeah, he's telling the truth. Or they know.
Can I record open the lock?
Alright, this is weird, but okay. It is as he says.
Oh. Yes, get out and stretch a little bit.
Headache. Oh, Stephen could be a nose check.
As he steals something from you.
I got a natural one.
Okay. Alright, let's go.
No, right. None of us, none of the other.
No, go ahead and give me a nose check.
Nah, I'm not gonna.
Why should I bother?
36.
Okay, you'll notice.
Natural 20?
Yes.
And what's that give you?
20.
20? You won't notice.
35.
35? Okay. You two notice that he's taking his clothes and putting them on and putting his clothes on him.
Alright, you know what? Let's let it happen.
I'm just gonna stop that.
I haven't had disguise as a guard. That explains it. Go look down, and I see my guard outfit.
You're just like, man, I smell one. It's kind of grungy, too.
Hey, Safiri, do you have any of those cleaning spells handy?
Why?
I think I smell, I think that golem's acid, like, well, gas got in my clothes.
Get rid of your disguise so I can know what's dirty.
Turn off my disguise.
Crusty old brown rags.
Huh.
I don't remember putting these on.
He's walking upstairs.
Well, I'm like,
would you mind cleaning them anyways?
I already did.
Okay, turn on my disguise again.
Can you fly?
Huh? No, why don't we steal a boat?
I have boats here.
Duh.
How else would they get off the island?
They might have teleported.
Alright, well, I say we free the people we can from down here and bring them with us.
Why?
Why not?
I'm sorry, I'm a thief. I get paid to do things.
I'm curious about that kid, though. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he's a black dragon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He can stay there.
Let's leave him in there.
Unless, of course, he's useful in some way.
Oh, he could be. I don't trust him.
Wow. Black dragons are they paying you? End of the alignment scale. No.
For the good, warm, fuzzy feelings in your heart.
No, so there's no point in letting this.
There's no point in rescuing them.
I think you're confused about him.
Besides, then crowd the boat. Oh god, who the hell are you guys, new recruits? I go missing for 10 years. You guys all go batshit and bleeding
well,
hard.
I suppose we should introduce ourselves. We're the Night Guard. We're in charge of the Colosseum.
What?
What happened to Iron Jaw?
It's 25.
Right? The city exploded. Fiery deity storm of
gods
death
decided we needed to be punished. Do we want to go, try to get
up here? Up here!
And take him back with us, maybe hold him for ransom?
I can't hear you.
Do we want to go try to pick up the nobleman's son off the floor, who's probably dead? Hold him. I think we should just get out of here.
Why don't we just use the paperwork I picked up?
Ah, that works. Okay.
All those.
Assuming he's still alive.
Yeah.
If not, you know, we can just say it's black mark on the family if they don't give us money.
Alright, well, we'll go find a boat.
Alright, it's near the guard.
I like money.
I walk up as a guard, start unhooking the boat.
He walks up to one of the guards, pokes him in the eye,
falls over.
Sneak attack. I haven't clicked this fingernail for a reason.
He's going to go, I only have like 12d6 points.
I check the guard's pulse for the heck of it. Is he dead or unconscious?
Yeah, he's dead.
I just started unhooking the
leg. Was that really necessary?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Ooh, hey, bring his clothes. Might be good to sneak back on here sometime.
Besides, that guy was a jerk.
Okay.
I unlocked all of the cages.
You're not bringing them on the boat.
They can steal them on the boat.
Okay, sure, let them run around the island.
I take the guard's clothes that he killed.
Alright! Cast off!
I pull out a stick and...
push.
Well, does anyone actually know how to drive one of these things?
I was expecting to fly us back.
Right, whatever.
So what skill is it to do this?
We have a mute thief? That could be useful. More thieves should be mute.
Fly.
Andre, what skill is it to use this?
Yeah.
Pilot sailor. Pilot sailor.
Listen, pilot's not
profession
on here.
Sailor.
I don't trust them to fly a boat.
Well, none
can
of us
pilot,
have any...
Can I use profession spy? Because spies can do everything.
Bow, bow, bow,
bow. Is it dex?
No, it's wisdom.
No, it's wisdom, but you can't use it untrained.
Yeah.
None of us have it, so we're just sitting in the boat.
All right, I'll be right back. He walks inside the guardhouse.
You will drive us home.
Grabs a guard and sits him down. Go. Go. Or I swear I will kill your children.
Are you... wait. Are you sure he didn't radiate evil?
Chaotic neutral.
Did he act evil?
No, he's not evil.
Okay. He seems really evil.
Because you're a vigilante.
It's called an intimidate.
Yeah. I still have detect evil.
Sailing back. So, who all is still in power?
Blood Eyes.
Oh! Don't tell me he's in power. Did he take my job?
No.
He tried.
Not for lack of trying.
We prevented him from doing that.
Jerk tried to assassinate me a few times.
Let's see, then there's Vool.
There's Koo.
Oh, good. I like Koo.
And then there's that
other
elf.
Can you get rid of Vool?
Whatever her name was.
Well, he's just a lieutenant. His captain will eventually kill him. They're drow. They do that.
Yeah, they do.
Could you make it happen faster? I really hate him.
Thieves. Don't. We can't randomly murder people.
Excuse me?
That was a guard. He doesn't count. Don't they teach you the code anymore? It's a guard.
No,
it doesn't count as a human being.
She's a deputy. So she does.
No!
Your deputy. Infiltrated the guard. Nice.
Actually, kind of.
Pretty much.
We're abusing the situation, the promotion. It's actually kind of fun.
Cool.
We basically go wherever we want. It's great. Except the Iron Citadel. Can't go there yet.
Why would we want to go there?
Trash the place, claim it as our own. It'd be fun.
For the chaos of it. Got it. You like Jasmine, don't you?
I don't like any of the gods. They all kind of suck.
Man after my own heart.
Yeah,
fucking gods, politics.
That has actually gotten me a lot of places, and only one time so far it's gotten me really bad, and that has haunted me a lot.
God,
otherwise,
suck.
It's been really good.
Hey, you got a nice wife out of it.
You
don't know
you're
anything
just
about
upset
that.
We had to go to hell, aren't you?
Yeah, hell sucks.
No.
You ever been there?
No, I sent plenty of people.
We had to go there to get her back.
I'm not here.
I point out in the distance. One of the tieflings.
Oh, okay.
It was interesting. By the way, if you ever go to hell, don't move. Just stand in one place. Don't go anywhere. Don't go into any buildings. Don't do anything.
How about I just live forever?
That would work, too. Do you have that ability?
Not really. I'll figure out something, though.
When you figure it out, go ahead and share it. Share with class.
I recommend...
Remember. I can just move to a plane where I stop aging.
I like that idea.
He's just got to die during the greatest heist ever.
I recommend
Nah, adventurous hunt you down. If I live on a plane that doesn't have, like, time, you know, like, maybe buy my own pocket dimension with a city or something like that, I'd live forever. you know.
Someone write down the EXP we're at on my character sheet.
I don't know.
It wasn't me.
Alright, so, and you guys took over for Ironjaw? Is that it?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
We're in the Coliseum.
We just took over the power.
That was Ironjaw. Damn, he was put on good shows. Anyone else?
Well, the captain's covering all the docks.
Captain.
That's what he calls himself.
He's actually new.
Yeah. Oh! You guys are probably talking about the lieutenant.
He wears white gloves all the time.
Clean freak.
Yeah.
Evil mastermind.
That's about a good description.
Trying to take over the Thieves Guild.
Yes.
Yeah, he tried to capture God one time. Actually, that turned out to be pretty hilarious to be part of.
That's dumb.
You know, until he kicked our ass, I still have marks on my face.
Oh, that was hilarious.
We would have followed through with that in a very evil way. We would have won.
By the way, what is your god's name anyways?
What?
Radaborn, that's it. He has these cool little rings that has his name spelled out, and then he planted all over her cheeks. It was hilarious.
Must be a new god.
Yeah, he's kind of annoying.
He's the god of luck. You do not want to piss off the god of luck.
How about I piss off all the gods?
I like this guy.
Enjoy the smitings.
Losers. Trust me. Lead sheet. Wherever you go, bring one.
Or I could just not get
I'll
on
buy you a drink
side.
When we get back to the mainland. I like you.
What's that? No reason.
All right, so who's the captain in your group?
We made her, because quite frankly, I don't like being part of the Thieves Guild.
How's the call singing business?
It's business.
What's this about being... You guys infiltrated the deputy system? I heard some murmurings that someone was killing necromancers. Who's doing that? That's you guys?
Yeah. Basically, what we're trying to do is make everyone think we're good people so we can screw them over in the end. It's great.
Good to hear. Pull off any good heists?
Robbed a bank and stuff.
The last one we actually...
Okay.
The last thing we stole, honestly, was... The manifest to that one guy's house.
We actually don't do that much stealing.
Not anymore. We don't need
your thieves that don't steal.
We steal when we're killing people, but mostly we end up killing people.
You wonder why the Assassin's Guild wants us.
It's not an occupational choice, it's a situational necessity.
Usually you're not supposed to kill people.
Yeah, but when they attack you first with sharp blades and heavy objects, what are you going to do?
Disarm them, take their pants and laugh at them.
I don't have those feats.
Activate the merciful property on my greatsword.
We need to steal something.
Yeah. Yeah, you do that. I'll think up something for you guys to steal.
You stole a boat.
And
gave it away. Not just now, well, earlier.
You gave it... Why would you give it away?
Well, because we kind of destroyed
broke it. We had a boat that we were borrowing, and we attacked another boat, and both the masts were broken, and we didn't know how to fix it. We just turned them in to screw it.
We don't need a boat.
When I get back, there's going to be some lecturing today.
Say, Ricardo, I think you missed the point about stealing stuff. It's not that you need it. It's just nice.
Good luck getting through to any of us.
Actually, I like this guy.
Like the guy.
All right, well, you guys, of course, you know, eventually make...
The poor guard's sitting there going, I can't hear any of this. I'm deaf. I don't know what this is.
He goes, all right. Boo.
Still got it.
Got a beer gut, though.
Sitting around for 10 years will do that to you.
Yeah, a bit longer than I was expecting. Should have broke out, but it was one of those... Just 10 more minutes. Just 10 more minutes. Might have been 10 more years.
But I kind of feel that way in the morning, and my wife comes in and kicks me in the face.
Nice wife.
Yeah, I like her. She's a little evil, though.
Right, you guys are going to come with me, and we're going to have a meeting with all the peoples.
Very well.
Hey.
Can I laugh in Vool's face?
Yes, you can.
Got protection from fire spell?
No.
I think you should do it. It sounds like a...
Here's 50 gold. Go buy a scroll.
I go, well, I can't cast scrolls. Do they come in potions?
Probably.
I'll go get a potion of it.
Okay. Gathers everyone up and all of the... All the thieves are, of course, like, oh, Guildmaster, we're so glad to see you. He's like, yeah, fuck you.
I drink a potion, look at them and go, ha, look what we got, sucker.
And the Guildmaster walks over. Are you really gonna let him get away with that?
Yeah! Huh? What you gonna do?
I'm gonna laugh and sound to cast fire on you.
I can cast lightning bolt or something.
I can take the hit points.
He'll hit your touch AC, give him a fort and save.
Straight.
Disintegrate.
I only got an 18.
You will be disintegrated.
You're gonna want to Benny that.
Does it 25?
Yeah, you're fine. You will only take the 5d6.
I thought it was more than that.
No, it's only the absurd amount if you fail. Then it's 2d6.
You'll take 13, resist fire stuff's 12 of that.
Up to maximum 40.
You take 1.
1. Have we rested since we've gotten back?
No.
Woo, I've taken 25 points of damage.
Yeah. All right, that's good.
How are you today, Bull? Everything
fine? All right. You, back up in the stands.
I guess that puts me at the table.
That was fun.
Thank God. That was fun. He can't talk anymore, and I can't hear his thoughts.
All right, so, I guess you're the speaker. All right, good to see all the speakers. Some of you guys are new. You two assholes are usual. Good to see you, Coop.
Talking to Coop.
Who are you? I represent the warehouse district.
His name was like what, Jimmy or something?
Martin.
Martin. Poor Martin.
Come here.
Does he look like he's grown any more of a spine since the last time we saw him?
Are you pissing yourself? Okay. So I've been hearing a number of disturbing things that at least the Night Guard have been doing. And I want to talk about...
stealing and
killing. I don't want to talk about the rest of you assholes. Blood Eyes, what have you been doing in my absence? I hear you started a war.
It's true, he did.
He's bad! Bad Blood Eyes!
Who's the cause of the big war?
The undead one?
No.
Alright. How much of your money are you getting from the senators? You stopped blackmailing people? What?
Here's the start. I handed the paperwork over to him.
Good job. Where the fuck is your spine? Alright, you, get our ducks in a row, or I will fire you.
Out of a cannon, into the sun.
Speaking of which, where the hell's Crazy Beard?
He's flying around.
Oh, okay, good.
Wait, is this one means we can't talk?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We with the boat situation, he blew up the other boat. He was helping us with the boat heist.
Brought him to a heist?
We brought a raid on a pirate ship, so we got the cargo out and he dealt with the rest.
How many guys did you lose?
It was just us, so nobody.
No, we lose you.
I guess I was gone.
Technically, I died.
He's losing his touch. Alright, Blood Eyes. Or Vool. Vool. You're dealing with the Mages Guild and all that sort of stuff. What do we got? We stop stealing from mages? Coup! I've been getting people prostitutes and drugs and smuggling people. Good job, Coup!
Actually, we do have one thief. You still have your jewel smuggling thing going on, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I have a job at the Mages Guild.
Okay.
I'm just putting out there, connection wise.
So let me get this straight. We have a fourth tier person who's apparently got her fingers in more pies than either of you two have combined. Who's doing his job? Half our people are dead. Gabriel is still in the low markets, thank the Lord. How you doing, honey? Fine. Good. Okay.
They gotta hate me now.
They're gonna hate all of us.
We need to fix things. I was gone for 10 years, and I figured one of you would have had the balls to try and usurp me by now. But apparently you even failed at that. Good job usurping a person in prison. Okay, so, here's what we're going to do.
I perverted that as well.
Yeah. Blood Eyes, you're going to start blackmailing people. A lot of people. Just blackmail them. For anything. Blackmail their dog. Get us some money. Blood Eyes.
I mean, Vool.
Or Vool. Yeah, Drow, you're all the same. You're going to start stealing things from the mages and the elves. Because apparently the guy in the elven communes is now dead. Actually, no. You transfer all your stuff to the elven commune. Oh, what? You're Drow and you don't fit in with Sylvanian elves? Should have thought of that before you started sucking. Cool. Good job. Did the captain not send someone? Guess not. Alright, whatever the captain's doing, he'll continue doing that. So long as it's useful. Anyone here know what the captain's doing?
He's still smuggling.
He's just smuggling like he usually does in the warehouse district.
Good.
You mean the docks?
Yeah, the docks district. Getting that's what we need.
Good. Okay. Gabriel's group, you continue doing stuff. Night Guard. Okay. You guys are going to steal something. I've come up with something fun. It's a relic in the Mages College. You're going to steal it from their vault. And you're going to bring it to me. Ooh. I'll let you know after this. But you're going to steal it.
If we're in the vault, there's other stuff to grab. Yeah, Steven, because that's exactly what we want to do.
It sounds like
the Mages Guild.
It sounds like you guys are running the Coliseum well enough. It's pretty hard to screw that up. And you, grow some testicles. What are you doing in the warehouse district? We're breaking an entry. Good! Get anything good? Your job, grow some balls. How old are you? I'm 47. You're a tiefling, that doesn't mean a lot to me. How long you been here? 3 years? I got a fucking 3-year-old. Okay. So, you all got your assignments. I'm gonna go recruit because apparently you guys can't.
Actually, we've got a constant recruitment drive going on.
I recruited a whole band of people.
So, I'm going to go get the other areas set back up. We done anything about the blood loss yet? Oh! We can't kill them! Oh! They replace us! Oh! Have you guys figured out something creative yet?
I only thought about either capturing them or...
We could do the bag of holding thing.
Yeah.
Or come in a bag of holding, scratch it.
Interesting. Anyone tried, you know, killing one with a summoned monster yet?
That'll be amusing.
No?
We thought about if one of them died from a disease, would the disease become the Blood Lotus member?
Find one and kill one. Find out.
Well, we know where one is.
Think one is.
So
that's what you guys need to do. We're going to get this thing back up and running, and you're all going to be unified under my freaking flag.
Because apparently your flags all clash.
His fag.
And that's where we're going to be calling game tonight.
Under his fag.
Okay, Carol, now you take these notes, and then we're about ready to begin.
Okay, sure.
Well, what are you two doing here? We don't record until tomorrow.
We're making a new promo for All Games Considered, since you were dragging your feet getting one written.
Hey.
She's right, though. It's been too long, and a lot has happened since the last promo.
Yeah, like winning the Gold Emmy for Best Gaming Podcast for 2009.
You mean the one you try to work into the conversation every other episode?
Hey.
Now, there's more than that. There's the new format.
You mean the main show every 2 weeks and the assortment of other features in the meantime?
Right, like games you may never have heard of, the review and new shows.
Don't forget the RPG buffet.
And on the main show, we have more time to focus on gaming topics.
Like board and card games.
And RPGs.
And the people who play them, from the old school to the newest of the new.
But no changeling. Hey!
Find out more at agcpodcast.info. All games considered, because there's more than one true way to play.
Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts, chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.